Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin 117. As we continue in Parshas Vayikra, in the context of Karban Mincha, which we spoke about yesterday, the nine types of Karban Mincha that are Yachid and three of Tzibur, in that context, the Torah tells us another specific halacha, a couple of halachas. One we're going to talk about today, a lo saseh, and then we're going to have the two next week, Bezrat Hashem, about the naseh and a lo saseh relating to salt. That's next week. But first we have Perek Beis Pasik Yud Aleph, says the Torah in the context of Mincha, Kol HaMincha Shetekrivu L'Hashem, Lo Se'aseh Chametz. Any Mincha that you bring cannot be Chametz. You cannot have any Chametz. There are some specific exceptions to the rule, but in general the rule is one is not allowed to bring Chametz. Only all carbonous Mincha are made out of matzah. Ki Kol Se'or V'chol Devash Lo Satiru Mimenu Ishel Hashem. Any sa'or, any leaven, and any dvash, any honey, cannot be brought as a carbon to Hashem. You can't burn that to Hashem along with any other carbon. The pasuk says there are certain exceptions. Carbon rachis takrivo osam Hashem. Carbon rachis you can bring. What's carbon rachis? That's the shtei halechem, the first of the grain of the wheat that's brought on Shavuos, which is matir, the rest of the grain in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's allowed to be chametz. Carbon rachis takrivo osam Hashem. Ve'lo mizbeach lo yalo l'reich lichoach. But that not to a mizbeach, not something that's burned on the mizbeach, only by the shtei halechem. And then it goes into what you're allowed to do, and that is the salt. But this is kichol sa'ar v'chol dvash lo satir mimenu. So we get into the Sefer HaChinuch, shelo lahakrif saru dvash mitzvah kuf yud zayin. Shelo lahakrif saru dvash al gabi hamizbeach. One is not allowed to be makriv yeast or honey on the mizbeach. Shene emar kichol sa'ar v'chol dvash lo satir mimenu yishel Hashem. V'nichpala hamaniya b'rosh ha-pasik. The pasik repeats itself in two different ways, because the first day of the pasuk says lo se'aseh chametz, and then it says sa'or and dvash should not be used. V'hadvash hushem kolel dvash ha'yadua. Dvash honey means, as we know, bee honey. V'chein dvash tamarim, and also date honey is included in the yisur. Shehu stama dvash al Torah, because when the Torah talks about dvash eretz avas chalavu dvash, it's talking about tamarim. V'chein moel ayosim in aperes amesukim, or any type of liquid that goes out of sweet fruit. Rashi quotes this. Rashi says dvash in this context means kol mitikas pri kruya dvash. Anything sweet, any type of fruit juice, apple juice. If somebody puts some apple juice into their current mincha, they violate an issa daraisa. Ubechlalo satira, they're included. Hu gamkein shalolaseis bimenu bepitam aktores. Also, one is not allowed not only by current mincha, but even in the ktores. One is not allowed to add anything sweet, even honey. Kamosha patamim omrim, like the patamim say, yafe hayad vash l'ktores. Really, it would be great to put honey into ktores. It would make it taste very nicely. Elisha sarto Torah. But what can we do? The Torah answers it. This is based on a brisa that some say in Karbanis in the morning. The brisa tells us in the name of Bar Kapara. Tani Bar Kapara learned a brisa. Ilo haya nosid bar kartov shel dvash. If we would be able to put a little dvash, a little honey into the ktores, ein adam yachol balamo bibnei recha. Nobody would be able to stand the smell. It would be so awesome and unbelievable. As it is, we discussed back in Sefer Shmos, we discussed that the ktores smelled better than anything else that is humanly possible to create. But if we would be able to add honey to it, says the price of our kapara, people wouldn't be able to live. It would be just so amazingly enjoyable. V'loma ima arvin b'dvash, so why don't we? V'pnesha Torah amra, because the Torah says in our pasuk, ki chol sar v'chol dvash, lo saktir imenu ishal Hashem. Question is, what is that brisa? What does Bar Kapara have to tell me? What the hava mean? Oh, I would have put dvash in, but what can I say? I can say about anything. Oh, I would have eaten treif, but the Torah said it's asur. I would have worn shatnez, but the Torah said it's asur. So what does it mean? What's the message of Bar Kapara? I would have put dvash in, but what can I do? The Torah said it's asur. So two ideas mentioned here in the Yagdol Torah on this pasuk. First, from the Ostrovser. Or Meir Yechiel, he quotes that there's a Tosfos in Maseches Zvachim, where Tosfos says, any time that we would say a svara by ourselves, and then the Torah says lo, that could be understood as, you don't have to do it. Not that you can't do it. Tosfos in Zvachim Samach Zayin, b'chol makom sheish svara chitzono v'chayev lasos davar ma, Ein kavanas haTorah b'lav lo marsha asur lasoso ela she'ein chiyav lasoso, and that's what Bar Kapara is asking. If I would have, put dvash in anyway. So this is a svarah chitzona, and therefore even the Torah says not. Maybe I would have thought that should be understood as one doesn't need to. That's the maskana that no, you're not allowed to. That's how we should understand the chiddush, because I would have said in other contexts just no need, but that's what the chiddush of the Bar Kapara is. If you look at the other's quote, I saw Rav Sternbach quotes this as well, and this quote also here in the from the Imre Emes, that the Imre Emes once told this Talmidim, you know, you have to be more makbid about Zvani Tefillah. And you have to wake up and daven Zvani Tefillah, Zvani Tefillah, and one of the Hasidim came over to him and says, but all the hachanis that I do, you know, now it's lacking. My Tefillah doesn't feel sweet to me anymore. So the Imre Emes quoted this, is that sweet to you? It's more important to follow halacha. You know, to make it more sweet, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. The sweetest of the sweet is exactly to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's the ultimate that we should follow of the Imre Emes. And it expands it, of course, other sources related to that, that ultimately mitzvahs are meant to be followed based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chazal say, and not how we could think we could do the mitzvahs. She'eshim mischakim sherotzim lasu the mitzvah al tzadah yoser tov. People might think they could do the mitzvah in a better way. And they go out from what the Shulchan Aruch says, from what the Torah says to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in exactly what he told you to do. Like Shmuel Hanavi told Shaul when he came, and Shaul HaMelech says, look, I thought Kadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted these animals for karbanos that he brought from Amalek. So Shmuel says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu would rather have kishmoa b'kol Hashem. Hashem would rather than any karbanos in the world, he wants everybody to listen to him. So that's the first message that we can have from Kichol Sor V'chol Dvash. What's the message? The message is even if we think something can be made sweet, we have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in just the dikduk halacha. The Chinuch himself gives a whole introduction and defense that this isser is somewhat difficult to explain, though we're going to have a number of other explanations. Sharshi mitzvah zu ne'alamim ma'od, limso afilu remes katan mehem. The shorish of this mitzvah is very difficult to try to figure out a time for us. Ulam bad bepeshek far hudati bepesach tvarai. But because I already said at the beginning of my sefer that I'm going to try to find a reason for all the mitzvahs, and I'm writing it for my son and his friends, and they are just starting in terms of Torah and appreciating Torah, and they can't accept as much chukim and gzeris. So I want to try to find, but listen, even after I say this, don't jump on me and say, oh, I don't like that one. Don't jump on me, please. So okay, and he says at the end of the paragraph, Echto behem kol asher yala betzchilas hamachshava, I'll give you some ideas. Ve'al yitfos alai tofes b'shum davar acharei yeda kavana. You know what my kavana is. I'm not saying it's the emes lamita, I'm just doing my best. So first he explains, Sa'or, the Omer, what many explain, actually, we'll get to the more common one soon. First, the Chinuch says, Omer, ki kol inyanei hakarban kulam la'or machshavas hamakriv. All karbanos are meant to awaken us and inspire us. Ulafia maisa ahu yikachtim yonosav benafsho hakol kasher kasavnu kfar. As we said, it's all to teach us. Alkein behirchik achameitz shunasek b'shia gedola chameitz sa'or. That is something that takes time. It's delayed. You have to wait. Anybody who's made challah knows you have to wait for the dough to rise. It's a slow process. Sometimes you want it to rise quicker. You want to be able to start kneading it, but you can't because it's not risen enough yet. It's very slow. So leave that off the mizbeach. What's the message? The message is one of zrizus. The message is one of when you do mitzvahs, you got to act with alacrity. You can't do it as lazy, laid back. Yikach dimyon liknos midas hazrizus v'hakalos v'hamehirus. You got to jump. You got to be quick. B'maisi Hashem Baruch Hu. Whenever we have something to do in the morning, whenever we have a project, whenever we have, our day is full, many times it's easier to get out of bed because we have a focus in life. So to hear, that's the focus of this mitzvah. No, don't take sa'or onto the mizbeach because that symbolizes laziness and acting in a slow fashion. Really, avoda and karbanos is about zrizus and kalus. B'maisi Hashem Baruch Hu, k'mo sh'amar zochrono l'vracha, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, havi kal k'nesher v'ratz k'atzvi v'giber k'ari latzos ritzon avicha shebashamayim. V'nis chayev ha'inye b'minchas ha'yechidim yosef b'minchas tzibor, and there's even a more of an issue by yechidim, by a tzibor, as we mentioned, some of the carbon tzibor, sh'tehalechem, that has chametz. Why? Why is that allowed to have chametz? L'fisha ha'yeish v'ha'atzlam nimsa b'yachid yoser. It's easier for an individual to get lost and fall between the cracks and act in a slow and a lazy fashion. At Tzibur, we're all mazaris each other. We all mechazik each other. So that's why only by a yachid is even more serious than by a Tzibur. This, as is known, is the first page in the Tur, in Aruch Chaim. The Tur, one of the greatest organizers in Jewish history, the Rambam, the Tur, and others, the Tur put together all of Halacha. He took all of Shas and Poskim, before his time, Shas and Rishonim, and he put it into the Dav Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch usually gets the credit, but it's the Tur. The Tur is the one that came up with the categories. That's why it's called the Tur. The Arba Turim, the four categories, the four pillars. So the first item that the Torah quotes is this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that the Chinuch just quoted. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanomer, Vekal Kanosher, Ratz Kasiv Gibor Kari, and he goes through each one. What's the first one? Az Kanomer. We have to be strong like a leopard. Lefishu Klal Gadol Avodas Abor Yisparach. It's a Klal Gadol and Avodas Hashem. Lefishu Pahamim Adam Chafis Lasos Mitzvah. V'nimna Milasosa. Sometimes we want to do something, but we don't. Because people are going to make fun of them. And people are going to laugh. Especially in youth. We find this in our kids and teenagers. They really maybe deep down want to do something, but they don't want to be seen as somebody who does this. The Alkain Hizirs, that's what the Torah writes in the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. You got to do it. You got to stand up. Don't be like Sa'ar that's relaxed and takes time. No, do it. Don't stop from doing a mitzvah. And then he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yehi Ratzon Sheheimor of Shamayim Aleim Kumar Basav Adam. Halavai, we should act and feel like Hashem is there as much as we act if a king or any other leader is there. But that is idea number one, says the Chinuch. That chametz symbolizes acting in a slow fashion, and we have to act bezrizus. What about number two? Next paragraph. Ube'inyin harchakas hadvash, nomar el hayiladim rachim k'dili asram, shehu siba ledimyon sheyimat ha'adam ilerdov achrei ha'machalim batukim. This is the message not to eat so many sweets. Lechiko to his palate. Kaminaga zololim basovim. Yimshkol olam acher kol matok. We have to have candy and order six different desserts. This is the mitzvah against that. No dvash. Velo yitin libo ki im el hamaachalim hamo ilam legufo. You gotta eat what you need. Vitzrichim lemichyaso. What you need to live. Vishomer brias evarav. And what is healthy for you. Lazer roi lecho bal secha. Lechavin bimizono vishdioso. Lola kavadas hanos misha shagara. Not just what my feels good for my throat, but what is needed for my body. This doesn't mean we have to eat food that doesn't have any taste to it. The Bali Musar point out, Hashem could have created all food to taste like aspirin. He didn't, because he has chesed upon us. So it just means that not to go overboard and not to eat the sweets that we don't need. People should realize this. Every time we just eat something just because it tastes good, but not because it's good for us, you know, that's a problem. This is all based on the Rambam. He obviously had the Rambam open in front of him in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam discusses in Perek Gimel the concept of v'chol derechecha de'eyu. Everything we do should be l'shem Hashem. Everything we eat, everything we do, everything we do throughout the day. Tzorach adam sheyechavin kol ma'isav kulam k'dei leidas Hashem baruch hu bilvad v'yehei shivto v'kuma v'diburo hakol u'ma ze adavar. Everything we do, when I'm doing business, it shouldn't be stopped to collect money, but it should be to be able to have food and have drink and bring home money for the family and to buy things that I need. K'sheyocha v'yishta v'yivol, when I'm eating, when I'm drinking, when I'm with my wife. Lo yasam alibo, it shouldn't be just for the gratification purposes, filling my stomach, filling my body with hana. We have to think about to eat properly what I need. And then the Rambam ends off, if somebody eats only exactly what they need, it'll keep them healthy. Hamanaga, and the Rambam talking with his doctor hat on here, not just with his rabbi hat. Hamanaga tzmal piya refua, im sam alibo she kol gufo vevarf shleimim chazakim bilvad, v'shir lo banim osin malachto, v'amin letzarcho. So he says, if somebody it's his home and does nothing, lets other people do it, that is inappropriate. You have to work. The Torah has to have malacha with it. Even when he's sleeping, if I'm sleeping in order to do something the next day to help myself get rested so that I can be revived and have a new day tomorrow, that's also. I thought it's meduyak in the language. The Gemara in Brachas at the end of the Gemara, in Daf Samach or so, when the Gemara talks all about the Brachas that we say every morning, the first one on the list is Hamapil. Before one goes to sleep, one says Hamapil. When one wakes up, you say Alakai Neshama. When Vechulu, and one gets dressed, all Brachas are said there. Why start off with Hamapil? Hamapil should be the last one, not the first one. So maybe you could connect to this idea to emphasize that even sleep, the day starts off with a previous sleep, because the sleep is the tzorech of that day. And if I have that proper kavana, nimsa shena shalo, the Rambam continues, avodah l'makom baruch hu. Even the sleeping is part of the avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is idea number two that the Chinuch says. Why no chametz? Because chametz takes a long time to rise, and that symbolizes atzlus. Why no dvash? Because that symbolizes treats and extra sweetness to the palate. A couple of other ideas that are mentioned by the Rishonim and the Achronim. Rabbeinu Bachai says that Sa'or, well, first he quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Interesting why the Mechinuch does not quote him here. He always generally quotes the Mor Nevuchim, but the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam says, why no Sa'or and Vash, as he says by many mitzvahs? Because Ovdei Avodah Zarah use Sa'or and Vash in their temples for most of their sacrifices, so that's why it's usher for us to use it. The Rabbeinu Bachai himself quotes a different reason. He says, V'aderech HaPshat, HaKarbon L'chapra Bo Kol Avonos Seinu. The Karbon is to bring us Kapara. V'lulei HaMesis V'HaMediach, Shu Yetzer Hara, Lo Haya Adam Chote, V'lo Haya Tzarech L'Karbon Klal. Without the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't have sinned at all. Se'or and Dvash symbolize the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says in Brachas, Se'or She'b'Isa, if the Yetzer Hara, it raises us up and we focus on ourselves, and Dvash as well. Dvash, he quotes a Gematria, I guess, in the Kabbalistic terms, but maybe those are both symbolizing the Yetzer Hara, so it should not be used. Number one, if you look in the Klei Yakar, I think we'll get back to the Klei Yakar soon if we have time, but if you look in the Aznayim LaTorah says, you know what the message of this halacha is? We shouldn't put on any shows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to get dressed up with makeup on for Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, obviously for tefillah, maybe to get dressed properly, but to try to hide who we really are, maybe that's the message of Sa'ar and Dvash. Because both Sa'ar and Dvash do something. They're masaking what's there already. V'lo yishadar lefanav bidvarm studiim hamasaknim oso. V'rotzon rotzoni yisbarach zeh anu yicholom lomomi etzem amincha. Shein la'ariv badavar. Ulefi zeh, he says, really, you would think you shouldn't have put salt on the karbanos, which we're going to talk about Be'ez Hashem next time. But you know what? There's a separate bris made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about bris melach. So that's why. But other than that, we shouldn't use it because this is hiding. This is changing who we really are. The Netziv similarly has a very parallel idea to what the Aznayim LaTorah says. Sa'ar hu emsa'i hana'ase bidei adam. Lahosif al habriya. Mehabor yisparach ayde tachbulos bnei adam. What does Sa'ar symbolize? We're taking something that Hashem gave me, flour and water, and we're doing something and changing it. It's our own hosafa, our own addition. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our own additions when it comes to the karbanos. He wants what's there, what he created, we could give to him, and we could get the message from that. Those are some ideas related to the Sa'or and the Dvash. The Chinuch continues now, Vot Shamati Tamba Isser Sa'or Dvash, Lefisha Azor Magbiya Atzmo, we just mentioned that, V'chein Dvash, Ma'ala Risicha Soharbe, quotes a couple of other ideas, including from the Ramban. Let's go to some of the halachas. We've discussed a lot of the hashkafas behind this. Dini HaMitzvah, or actually one other point. And then the Gemara in Erevin, Gemara that we know from Rashi in Parshas Noach, Gemara in Erevin says, based on the Pasuk, when the Yonah came back to the Teva, and the Yonah had an Ale Zayis Taraf Befiha, an olive branch. So the Gemara says that the Yonah says, Amar Yonah Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbono Shel Olam, Yehiyu Mizonosai Meruin Kizayis, Umesurin Biyadcha, V'Hayu Mesukin Kidvash Betchulin Biyad Basar V'Dam. I'd rather get bitter, like a Zayis from you, and not like Dvash from Basar V'Dav. So the Iyun Yaakov, in the Ein Yaakov there on that Gemara, in Erev in Yudches, says, why Dafka Zayis and a Dvash? Because Zayis is a carbon. Zayis, oil, is used for carbonus, is used in the Nesachim. And Dvash is Asur. So that's what the Yonah is saying. Yonah, which is one of the kosher, right, you could bring a Yonah for a carbon. So that's why it's Dafka, the Zayis and the Sa'ar is contrasted. Okay, Dini HaMitzvah says the Chinuch. Some of the halachas, we know pashas, you're not allowed to put into any mincha, any sar, anything sweet also. Kagom mashamar zachonim lavracha. Shkola menachas akrivas lakabayim mizbeach bos matzah. Almost all karbanis come matzah, except for one or two exceptions. V'chein shiyari menachas, sh'ochlen hakohanim. What about the leftovers of a mincha after we burn the kometz? The leftovers can be eaten by the kohanim. So there's a distinction. Are the kohanim allowed to put these in their shirayim? Avabishin mutar lachol osam chomachol b'dvash? There's a distinction. By the shirayim that the kohanim eat, so they are not allowed to put sa'or, they're not allowed to bake it into chametz, but they are allowed to use dvash in the shirayim that they have. Continuing all the way down, go to the bottom line. Sa'or dvash isurin b'kol shehu. Any tiny amount. Any tiny amount the Israel is Bekalshu and Pashtus, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Oz Vav. Pashtus, this sounds like you're going to get Malkus, even for a Kalshu, even for a Sarah Dvash Bekalshu. It doesn't sound like he's giving any type of Shiurim. That is the Minchas Chinuch, that it doesn't matter who. Also, if you look, he discussed this in Oz Gimel and in Oz Vav. In all those places, he wonders about the Shiur, but he says the Pashtus seems to be, even if it is a Kalshu. Continues on the next page. On the second line, it doesn't matter if you're makter the shemen separately, but to l'shem the carbon that it's going with, or it's actually mixed in, you get malchus. The only time you would be putter, it's not included in the Yisad HaRaisa, if let's say I just want to bring dvash to the mizbeach. I'm no Dave dvash, not connected to any other carbon. And then I burn it on the mizbeach. That's not the Yisad HaRaisa. The Yisad HaRaisa has to be in the context of a carbon. Either mamish with the carbon, or l'shem the carbon. That is the Yisr. But if it's by itself, it is not included. If you look in the continuation of the Chinuch quotes a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban quotes two separate Yisurim here. It says one pasuk, Yichol sor v'chol dvash lo satiru menu yishal Hashem, but the Ramban counts that as two. It's as if lo satiru dvash, and Los Actirus Sa'ar. He counted as two. He has a big discussion of this in Shoresh Tes, where the Rambam says this is only counted as one. He says one Isser. There's one message here, to give a plain mincha. It has two applications. The Rambam himself says, if I do Sa'ar and Dvash at the same time, I'm only get one Malkus. It's one Isser. But that's what the Rambam says. If you're makriv one of them, you get one Malkus. If you're makriv both of them, because it's the same idea of adding to a carbon something that I'm not supposed to add. The Ramban counts it as two separate Isurin, and it's expanded upon again in Shoresh Tes. He ends off this applies to only the Bizman Beis HaMikdash by male Kohanim, because they are the ones that bring the carbonous mincha. As we said yesterday, a Zar cannot do any of the real avodah. They can do the preparatory stages, all the pouring ins of the oil, and maybe the belila. But mikmitzvah elach, one is not allowed, a Zar is not allowed to be involved, so that's why this Isser only applies to the Kohanim. There is a big discussion, just to mention, whether both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that you get Malkus for this Isser. The question is, why isn't this a lav shebeklalos? Especially according to the Rambam, lav shebeklalos, a lav that includes many different aveiros, so usually the rule is lav shebeklalos, you don't get Malkus for it. It's not similar to the lav of chasima, which is the source of all Malkus. But the Rambam says explicitly here, it's not lav shebeklalos, and one is going to get Malkus. Feel free to look at that in Shoresh Tes, where the Rambam explains himself a little more. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue next time with the next two mitzvahs that have to do with salting the carbon.